Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back. We're at halftime. Bishop Reedy trails Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy 35-10 at the break. Time now for the highlighter brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. We're joined by Dan DeCrane, and to try to narrow him down to one title would probably cause you to have a business card that was about 4 yards long. This man can do it all. He's the boys' basketball coach. He's running the clock tonight. He worked with the Castle crew. You're the assistant missions director, too, are you not?
Yes.
And what else do you do that I've missed? A social studies teacher?
Social studies teacher, head girls golf coach as well.
Ballroom dancer?
Something like
okay,
that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I tell my wife. That's why I've gone so much.
Well, he wears all those hats. So, first of all, talk about your involvement with Bishop Reedy. Why are you so involved in the land of the Silver Knights?
I kind of go back to how I was really brought up, and Catholic schools have been such an influential part of my life, and I went back kind of an early career change to go back into teaching and education, and coaching was a passion of mine as well. And I just find that Bishop Reedy is just a great community and family environment to be a part of. And when my wife and I decided to move over to the west side of town, we're both from the Akron area as well, we just thought it was a great fit for my future career and to really be able to express my faith life in my profession.
We mentioned a number of your titles, including that you work with the Castle crew. Can you explain in layman's terms what that's all about?
Yeah, you probably walked by us going into the stadium today. It's basically a grade school program for our area parishes and Catholic grade schools, and really any student who wants to be included in Bishop Reedy's in our community. And we do year-round activities that are already a part of our community here at Reedy, so we kind of make them feel like they're Silver Knights at a younger age.
Right. And that's been ongoing for how long now?
30 year it started. So this is my 30 year Reedy. I started it when I came in the fall of 2014, and it's gone really well. We do monthly events, like I said, centered around who we are at Reedy, going through our faith life, academics, family, extracurriculars, kind of the whole nine yards.
I went by it tonight, but can you paint the picture of what you guys had going on tonight before this football game?
Yeah, it kind of depends on when you walked by us. It might have been a water balloon fight. It might have been we had a cookout going on, some yard games going. We had the cheerleaders do a cheer with us. We did had some music and dancing, face painting. We had a whole bunch of stuff going on before the game.
Assistant missions director, I assume the Castle crew falls under that, but what else does that title entail?
Sure. So the glorified Joe Lang and I spend a lot of time together. Basically, recruitment of our Catholic parishes and grade schools is a big part of who we are, as well as the admissions process of evaluating incoming students to where they should be in terms of the academic classes, scholarship opportunities, really the kind of the face of our school, I feel like we are, from a promotional standpoint.
And you teach social studies. Can you describe how that fits into the curriculum? Can you define social studies? Because when I was younger, it used to be an offshoot of U.S. history, and that was about it.
Sure. Just talking about that, about 1:30 this afternoon, my world issues class. Study of people. Social studies, studying who we are, political systems, history of our countries and our our world around us, mm-hmm. and the development of where we are today as both a country here and a global world citizen.
And I also mentioned, too, that you're the boys' basketball coach. Can you talk about perhaps a preview of the basketball team? What can we see from
Absolutely.
Summer
nights? I'm always ready to talk basketball. We had a young team the last couple of seasons. We have four of our five starters from last year returning from a mm-hmm. team. We went from 4 wins 2 years ago to 6 this year. We have, like I said, 3 all-district players back at the various levels. We really ended their season strong. We struggled in our tournament game. We kind of had Mount Gilead on the ropes at their place. They were the higher seed. But we beat the third-ranked team in the state in our division, Dayton Northridge, on our senior night. We just got 7 of our top 10 guys back. It's just a group that really gets along and loves each other and loves reading. I think we're going to do some special things this winter.
Let's take that to the next level. For the parents out there, the student-athletes contemplating their Catholic education, why should they consider Bishop Reedy?
The word we use all the time is opportunity. I think our school, the size of it, the academic climate we have, you're able to really, you know, express yourself in multiple levels, and it bottom line, it prepares you for the rest of your life, college and beyond.
Other events coming up at the school, are there any open houses or other types of events coming up at Bishop Reedy?
Yes, there are. November 20th is our open house from mm-hmm. 1 to 3 o'clock. Our placement exam has moved up this year, and Joe will be patting me on the back after we're done here because he always talks to the kids about this, from March to December, so it's December 3rd.
Okay.
And then 2 test dates again for scholarships in January. That's the 7th and 21st.
So if people want more information about Bishop Reedy or the great activities, is there a phone number or a website? And tell the folks, too, where you guys are located on the west side.
Sure. We're basically our West Mountain Street dead ends in the Brinker. I always tell people we're 2 miles south east of the casino and 3 miles due west of Old Clipper Stadium. So we're on the near west side. BRHS.org. Our telephone number is 276-5263. Joe Lang and I are in our office constantly, so we'd be more than happy to talk to any prospective families and have them come visit us and see who we are.
What could you say to your team at halftime if you were a football coach instead of a basketball coach with a score of 35-10 that's awaiting you in the second half?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of mental mistakes there towards the end of that second quarter, especially kind of, you know, and we see that on the scoreboard. It's all about getting better. You know, you can't get 25 points better in one play. You just got to take it next snap to next snap, and you'll be surprised by the end of the quarter if that's the way you play by the end of this half, I should say. It could be down in one possession game.
When you say glorified, are you saying that Joe Lang and Larry Wolf are overrated, or what does that mean in detail? Here.
They are in the glory of Bishop Reedy hallways. Let me tell you. You know, Larry Wolf is the only Father Worley High School alumni Hall of Fame's in our hallways. He's the only inducted member. So
I didn't know that.
I see his picture every day.
Was it a self-induction, though?
No,
he's standing right behind you.
I know. That's why I'm looking at him. So. No, but those two have done so much for for our school and for our, you know, student body community. It's amazing.
Dan DeCrane, a man of many hats and many talents at Bishop Reedy, thank you for your time here at halftime.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Really appreciate you guys having me on again.
12 minutes on the clock, another 3 before we have the start of the second half, so we're about 15 minutes away before we get ready for quarter number 3. Coming up, too, we'll hear from Todd Bell with a preview of Ohio Dominican football, and Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran back in the studios with all the scores and details of all the games at around halftime in week number 3. And speaking of halftime, here is 35-10 Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy on top of Bishop Reedy. We'll pause and remind you, this is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have 2 locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
35-10 is the score of our CCL football game of the week. Reedy trailing Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. The injuries to the running back position really taking their toll on the Silver Knights. I know Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, a handful of a team to play against when you're 100%. But when you got your best player, Devin Dukes, in and out of the ball game, it's awful tough. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran here in the AM 820 studios. And Lee, what's your thoughts on this first half so far?
Well, right out of the chute, you know, Devin had that big run for the touchdown. You think, well, you know, pregame show, you don't know how Reedy's going to handle a team as powerful as the Eagles, but they get that good start, and then, you know, Devin goes out. He went out last week. He's out again this week. Comes back in, though, this time. So, you know, he can't get into the flow if he's going to be in and out, and that's tough on him. That's tough on his teammates, and it's tough on the coaching staff because, you know, you try to keep with the same game plan, but when you have someone, you know, when you don't have Devin out there, it does change your offense and its abilities.
Obviously, health, the first thing, though, of concern there. Hopefully, everything's okay with Devin Dukes. He did get back in the ball game, though, and Reedy trailing 35-10 at the half. Let's get you updated on what's going on with the rest of the Catholic teams in the area. Man, Lee, DeSales, they're pretty good. They've got a 40-7 lead over Canal Winchester tonight. Brian Osamoa, a couple big touchdowns. And going in at the half, how about this? You don't see this a lot in high school football. Dominic DeMaceo hits a 55-yard field goal to give DeSales that 40-7 lead.
Yeah, that's impressive. I'd like to have seen it because, I mean, for a high school kid to do that, that's pretty impressive. I think last year we had a couple kickers early on hit some 50-yarders. But the big stat is, you know, DeSales having over 300 yards, 313 yards of total offense, Canal 85. You know, DeSales, I guess it's probably what they wanted. Just, you know, a good game, good offensive showing. Now, second half, you take the starters off the field, they're not going to say it, but they can start thinking about Hartley right now.
If they weren't already. Although the game last year against Canal, they got the scare. They got up early, and Canal came back late. Probably something that has kept their focus a little bit. But DeSales is rolling. Jared Noble, another long kick return, 86 yards down to the one-yard line, setting up an Alonzo Booth score. It looks like Watterson might get their first win of the year. They are leading Walsh Jesuit 20-0 at the half. How big, Lee? A tough game last week against Orange. They come back. A tough game in the opener where they won't up Ridge doesn't score on the offensive side of the ball. Their only score is a defensive touchdown. They beat Watterson 8-3. You think maybe last week against Orange in that second half, the offense going a little bit, give the Eagles some confidence?
Yeah, it had to have because, you know, we talked and, you know, that offense is causing problems last year. They made the playoffs last year, but that offense was still posing problems. Good defense. You know, and it's been a good defense again this year. And if they got the offense untracked in the second half last week, and it's carrying over. Now, this is a team that they beat last year handily, too, so I don't know how much we can read into it. But this is a good... We needed this one tonight.
And unfortunately, Davis gets hurt, in a little game last week. Cole Andrews is the guy now. Maybe that gives him some continuity at quarterback. Who knows? But Watterson, they beat Walsh last year 21-0. They're leading this one at the half 22-0. St. Charles has a 14-7 lead over Big Walnut. We talked to Coach Jacoby Lee. He thought last week, even though they lose the lopsided game 30-0 to Reynoldsburg, he thought they really made a lot of strides last week. It's tough when a coach comes in, and this isn't just some minor tweaks. They're changing their whole, they're revamping their whole offense. They were a spread team under Coach Farian for 7 years. Now they're running an option attack. That takes time to get that under wraps and get used to it. It looks like maybe the Cardinals, at least according to Jacoby, he says they made a lot of strides so far.
Well, it is going to take time because you've had kids used to one system, and this is a completely different system. I mean, we know that. And, you know, and not only that, but they're trying to get over the loss of their best player. That's tough to do. So, but, you know, Coach Jacoby is a great coach because he can handle these situations. And, you know, and it looks like they could be on their way to his first victory as St. Charles coach.
And you mentioned their best player, Davion Johnson. Mm-hmm. He is back tonight, according to Coach Jacoby.
But it's very
limited. Just playing defense. He's not playing offense at all, which, you know, he's a perfect kind of player for that running offense.
And that's what makes it interesting because, you know, he got hurt on the very first play against Upper Arlington in week one, and it was out for a year. Out for the season. And then it was, well, he might be able to come back, but in a limited role. Now he's coming back. You know, he didn't have to have surgery. So, you know, he can play defense. But, you know, having him out there is a good sign. But, yeah, they'd much rather have him out there on offense as well.
Yeah, you want him out there whole. And Hartley tonight has a 24-0 lead over Marion Franklin. Marquette Dixon, three touchdown runs, three two-point conversions, giving Hartley that 24-0 lead. I'll tell you what, we've got a pretty good game shaping up for next week here on AM 820 when Hartley heads over to Cook Road, excuse me, to take on DeSales.
Well, and it's good to see, you know, as a lead up for that game, it's good to see both these teams putting away their opponents early. You know, they could, you know, again, you're concentrating too much on Hartley and DeSales right now. At least those teams are. They've got a second half to play, but you get some of those younger kids in there. You can avoid maybe an injury or so. But yeah, you know, I mean, that's a luxury we get, and I'm sure we'll talk to Coach Wiggins, Coach Birchfield after sometime during tonight, and we'll be able to ask them about that game because you know they're both looking forward to it.
Tomorrow night, a huge game as Newark Catholic hosts Columbus Academy. Academy scored over 100 points in their first two games. That Newark Catholic defense is awful tough. That one is going to be a good game tomorrow night, Lee. Division 5, Division 6 battling each other there.
Yeah, and that's always a fun one. We're going to have Jared Ulrey out there from thisweeksports.com. And, you know, and he's pretty excited about it. That's what he was just talking about. He goes, you know, you get the high-flying offense and the low-scoring defense. You know, that's the one you just sit there and look at and you say, okay, it's the battle of strengths. What's going to prevail?
Yeah, it should be interesting tomorrow at Whitefield. And Fisher Catholic, they will host Northridge tomorrow in a battle of winless teams. So one of those two are going to get their first win. A bunch of big games in the area tonight. Make sure you stay with us after the game this evening for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com. Lee and myself will be back giving you all the scores, talking to the coaches as well. Football tonight on AM 820. Football tomorrow as well as the Ohio Dominican Panthers take to the field again after their opening loss last Thursday night. Panther play-by-play man Todd Bell stops by now for a preview.
Ryan, the Ohio Dominican football team will be hitting the road for the second straight week on Saturday as the Panthers will travel to Findlay for the first time since 2012 and take on the Oilers. ODU is going to be looking to avoid its first 0-2 start to a season since all the way back in 2010, while Findlay is coming off a 37-19 win over Saginaw Valley last Saturday. A week ago last night, ODU fell 41-0 at number 12 Ferris State. Panthers fell behind 14-0 in the first quarter and couldn't recover. ODU was shut out for just the third time in program history and for the first time since 2008. The Panthers picked up 11 first downs in the first half, but could not reach the Ferris State red zone, and they managed just 2 first downs in the final 30 minutes of the game. Quarterback Grant Russell completed 19 out of 25 passes, with Corey Contini on the receiving end of 7 of those, and Jacob Mercier hauling in 6 receptions. Defensively, they were paced by Trey McIntyre, who had 14 tackles, along with Ross Thompson, Gus Dimmerling, Demetrius Farmer, and Cameron Cole, all recording 10 or more stops in the game last week. McIntyre's 14 tackles are the most by a Panther since 2012. Following the game, head coach Kelly Cummings spoke on the team's effort.
Kind of our youth and our inexperience showed up at some different points in the game. Anytime, you know, you got winnable situations in third down and you don't win them, you know, gosh, and then, you know, the turnovers were just killers. And so, you know, we got the one there at the beginning of the second half, and I thought, oh, you know, here, you know, we're one play out of it, and, you know, just never materialized. We go back and make a bad decision on a return and then, you know, end up turning it over again. So even though we have some older kids, but the inexperience, you know, it certainly showed tonight.
This week, the task of taking on the Findlay Oilers will also not be an easy one for the defense. Again, Findlay scored 37 points in their victory last week, but defensive back Trey McIntyre feels the team will be up for the task on Saturday night.
So everyone out there trusts each other, you know, to do their job, do the right thing. You know, like you said, last week happened, we had a bad game, and you know, this week we're coming in, we're confident. We had a great week of practice and preparation out there, and the coaches really helped us and get us going in the right direction, you know, making sure we weren't sluggish or keeping our heads down and dragging our feet off of a tough loss like that. So we'll be ready to go. We got a good game plan, I think, defensively, and we're all pretty excited and fired up to get back out there.
You can listen to Ohio Dominican take on the Findlay Oilers right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Our pregame will come your way at 6:30 with Brent Ford and the countdown to kickoff brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Kickoff will come your way at 7 o'clock as you can join myself and Matt Natale for the call. Panthers and Oilers, Ryan, coming your way on Saturday night here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Todd, thanks a lot for that. We look forward to hearing you and Matt Natale on the call of Panther football Saturday right here on AM 820. 35-10 is the score. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy leads Reedy at the half in the CCL football game of the week. We'll head back out to Hilliard Bradley, to Randy Reinhart, and Larry Wolf right after this on AM 820.